Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Our next song coming up is coming from Anthony Hamilton, and it's entitled Can't Let Go.
No matter what the people say, I can't let go. I
fucking see you again. Let's go crazy.
I was just thinking about you, wondering if you wear the same cologne. Smell good on you. Had the next boyfriend of mine try that same kind, but it stunk on him though. You know what they say, everything ain't for everybody, but I tried anyway. You sure did smell good. Both don't need to say.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuned in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 24 minutes after the hour. And Kel, thank everyone for joining us this evening. We ask that you do not text while driving. We want you to ride safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from 95 South, and it's entitled Woot, There It Is.
Excuse me, Sonny. Do you know where I can find some booty?
Thank you. bit if I get angry. It's all gravy, I get a little crazy. Ever since I was a kid, they try to tame me. Lately, fools been duped. They're C12, but they never got proof. Cruel. I beat a beach, you know I'm hard like a riddle. A little bit metal, you soft in the middle. You really got me tickle, see. We breaking rules like convicts. Criminals, creep, they piss like toilets. Urinals.
Do it all through the week. This team is coming. coming off your jeans. I can feel the heat. Pleasure is all mine. Yeah, nice to meet. Hello, boys. What you want to do? How long you want to do it for? We could do it all through the week. The steam is coming off your jeans. I can feel the heat. Pleasure is all mine. Yeah, nice to meet. Hello, boys. What you want to do? How long you want to do it for? We could do it all through the week. The steam is coming off your jeans. I can feel the heat. Pleasure is all mine. Yeah, nice to meet. Hello, boys. What you want to do? How long you want to do it for? We could do it all through the week. The steam is coming off your jeans. I can feel the heat. Pleasure is all mine. Yeah, nice to meet.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed up while A and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry Curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off churn. Collect calls to the tip, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning is the game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never went a bender. And I can see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker bad. Go toe to toe when it's time for war, you got a brother back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you.
I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got some dudes is laughing at you. Niggas just don't know. But I ain't mad at you.
Everyone, it is 17 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us. You are tuned in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. At this time, we're going to do our birthday. Acknowledge one that's celebrating birthday today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration day. Also, if you celebrated an anniversary, we congratulate you on that. Also, if you have a marriage announcement, we also congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Darius Rucker, and it's entitled Wagon Wheel.
God, I see headlights. made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. I pick a banjo now. Oh, no country where the people getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock.
Summer, we found love growing wild on the bank. biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
My name's Colt Ford. I got my boy Brantley Gilbert in here with me. We just some country boys from Georgia. We're going to do a little something about the dirt roads that we come from. I'm going to rap a little bit. You feel like singing?
Yeah, bro.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm chilling on the back road, lay back road, do some George Jones. Smoke blowing out the window and I still be sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights. I'm driving Nashville, hitting Easy Street on mud tires.
Back in the day, pot farmers place to go. Load the truck up, hit the dirt road, jump the barbed wire, spread the word, light the bonfire, then call the girl. King in the can and the Marlboro man, Jack and Jim were a few good men. When we learned how to get the guns to fight too, better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said, ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, this shit is getting old, man. Business, watch your mouth before I have to knock your loud ass out. I'm tired of talking, y'all ain't listening. The more dirt roses, what y'all missing?
I'm chilling on the back road, lay back road, do some George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and I still be sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights, got the reminiscing on the good time. Off a real life drive in Nashville, right here on Easy Street on mud tires.
I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raised, not southern ways. We like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. See, I can take y'all where you need to
go down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really wanna know how it feels to get off the road with trucks and four wheels, jump on in, tell your friends that we'll be raising hell with a black top beam.
Chillin' on the back road, lay back road, do some George Jones, smoke blowing out the window.
Country Road.
good evening, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 4 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for our comedy break, and it's coming from featured comedian Chris Rock.
This ain't really work, though. This is not really work. This is my career. It's not really a job. This is my career. You know, some people have jobs. Some people have careers. Some of y'all in the audience, some of y'all got jobs. Some of you have careers. Now, the people in the audience with careers need to learn to shut the fuck up when you're around people with jobs. They don't want to hear your career bullshit. Keep that shit to yourself, okay? Don't let your happiness make somebody sad, because that's what it does. Nah, man. But I used to work. I used to have a job. I used to work at Red Lobster. I used to work at Red Lobster and on Queens Boulevard. I served you. Good. I was a dishwasher. I used to scrape shrimp in the garbage cans and then load up the dishwasher, man. And that was my real job. I never got a raise. I never got a promotion. They kept me in the back. They kept me back there because I had really fucked up teeth. And they didn't want people to think that shrimp fucked up your teeth. And that's what they do at restaurants. They put the ugliest people in the back. So if you don't like the people in the front, you don't want to see the people in the back. And that was my real job. I wasn't working my way through school. I wasn't working my way in telling jokes. That was my life, 1989. I was scraping shrimp, okay? And people go, Chris, how'd you end up like that? How the fuck did that happen to you? Minimum wage job? I'll tell you exactly how that happened to me. I dropped out of school in the 10th grade. Dropped out in the 10th grade, which is the dumbest thing you could ever fucking do. You know why? Because when you drop out in the 10th grade, you really might as well have dropped out in the second grade. Why? Because you qualified for the exact same job. Matter of fact, the person that dropped out in the second grade is more qualified because they have 8 years of work experience. Yeah, man. Used to scrape those fucking shrimp, man. Used to kill me. But I'll tell you this right now. Now I have a career. I've been blessed with a career. So if you got a career, thank God. If you got a job, I hope you get a career one day. That's right. Because when you got a career, there ain't enough time in the day. There ain't enough time. When you got a career, you look at your watch, time just flies. You're like, God damn, whoa, it's 5:35. Damn, I got to come in early tomorrow and work on my project. Because there ain't enough time when you got a career. When you got a job, there's too much time. That's right. You look at your watch like, ah, shit, 9:08. You don't even trust the time when you got a job. You be like, what time you got? 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 9:15? Whoever got the latest time is the right time. He got the right time. He got the right time. You ever play the time game with yourself at work? You ever play the time game where you go, I'm not going to look at my watch for 2 hours. That's right. I'm going to sit here and scrape these shrimp. Scrape, 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 scrape. Okay, hours pass. Maybe I should look. It feel good. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to wait a whole nother hour. Scrape, 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 all right, 2 hours passed. Time to look and feel good about myself. And you look, fuck, 15 minutes. You ever been so miserable at work that you spend extra time just sitting on the toilet? You don't even have your pants down. You're just like, I hate this fucking job. I hate it. People around you taking smelly shit. They don't even faze you. You're like, I don't give a fuck. You keep shitting because I ain't quitting.
Now greetings to the world. Why is the one called Bruno Mars alongside Gang to the Zilla?
You know me?
Standing at this liquor store, whiskey coming through my pores, feeling like I'm running so blind. Lotto tickets, cheese beer, that's why you can catch me here, trying to scratch my way up to the top.
The way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind, I'll say I can see you're out of bed for a taste of your whiskey. I give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. And then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. But you got to know when to hold, know when to hold, know when to hold, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money sitting at the table. Barely time enough to count when the deal is done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw in and knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded out to sleep. And somewhere in the dark, gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an answer that I could keep. You got to know when to hold, know when to hold, know when to hold, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money while sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done. You got to know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money while sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done. You got to know when to hold, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money while sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
When she Oh, Hello, I'm Charles Radcliffe at the United Nations. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights opens with the immortal words, "All human beings are born free and equal." And yet around the world, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people are harassed, attacked, imprisoned, and treated in a discriminatory manner. For many, the promise of the Universal Declaration rings hollow. They feel anything but free and equal. In 2010, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay launched a global appeal for the decriminalization of homosexuality and for further measures to end homophobic violence and discrimination. Since then, we've seen the adoption of the first ever UN resolution on the issue, the first official UN report, and the first formal intergovernmental debate. After a long period of denial, a dialogue among states is at last unfolding at the United Nations. A lid has been lifted. Now, this is an issue where the politics are shifting fast. In 2005, when a statement expressing concern at violations against LGBT people was first circulated at the United Nations, 32 countries signed it. Within a year, that number had grown to 54. By 2008, it had increased to 67, and by 2011, to 85 states from all regions. Even so, deep divisions remain. And it's the same objections that come up again and again. First, that LGBT people are somehow asking for new rights or special rights. The fact is that the rights being demanded are neither new nor special. They are age-old and universal. They're exactly the same rights that we're all entitled to. Among them, the right to life, to personal security, privacy, health, education, to freedom from discrimination, and freedom of expression, association, and assembly. So no new rights needed, just proper enforcement of existing ones. Second, some say that because human rights treaties don't explicitly mention homophobic discrimination, that states have no legal obligation to tackle it. But international law requires states to protect the rights of everyone, without distinction. There's no fine print, no hidden exemption clause in any of our international human rights treaties that would permit a state to guarantee full rights to some, but withhold them from others, purely on the basis of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. Third, there is the view that sexual orientation and gender identity are somehow Western concepts that are being unfairly imposed on unwilling nations. But sexual orientation and gender identity are no more Western than racial identity or disability or age are Western. We all have a sexual orientation and a gender identity, whether we talk about it or not. It's part of our makeup as human beings. In fact, if anything can be traced to the West, it's the existence of many criminal laws that are used to prosecute and punish people on the basis of their sexual orientation and gender identity. These laws, that are still in place in some 76 countries, were in most cases imposed in the 19th century by the colonial powers of the day. They're relics of a bygone age. Perhaps the most common objection we hear is that same-sex relationships run counter to religious teachings and to prevailing traditional and cultural values in many societies. Now, it would be wrong to underestimate the importance of tradition, culture, and religion in shaping society, but they're not monolithic, nor can they override individual freedoms. The collective, however united, cannot impose its shared traditions, culture, and religious beliefs on an individual against his or her wishes. Take religion. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right. It's anchored in international law. People are fully entitled to believe and to follow in their own lives whatever religious teachings they choose. What's more, they're entitled to protection from discrimination on the basis of their religious beliefs. But they're not entitled to discriminate against others whose views and values differ from their own. This is not the first time that tradition, culture, and religion have been used as a pretext for denying people equal rights. Slavery, child marriage, marital rape, honor killings, the denial of property and inheritance rights to women, female genital mutilation, all of these have been defended in their time on grounds of tradition, culture, or religion. In this case, the conflict between the rights of LGBT people on the one hand and culture, tradition, and religion on the other is a false one. The protection of one need not be at the expense of the other. The key is to bring the debate back to the rights of individuals, including the right to define their own values, beliefs, and culture for themselves. And we still have a long way to go to end violence and discrimination against LGBT people. The debate here at the United Nations is just starting. To be meaningful, it must be informed by the facts. And that requires violations to be systematically monitored, documented, and reported. The same level of scrutiny should apply to these violations as to all others. This is a great human rights cause, on a par with earlier struggles to eliminate other kinds of prejudice and discrimination. Overcoming resistance, countering prejudice, convincing governments to step up and protect LGBT people. None of this will be easy, but the defense of basic rights demands nothing less of us. Thank you.
Tune in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. Our next song coming up is coming from Phil Perry, and it's entitled If Only You Knew.
for you to play under the rain. But now when rainy days are here, I feel so blue, 'cause I can't hear all of your laughter in the falling rain, and it brings sadness to my heart, knowing the dew has gone from my side, my side. Seems that rainy days and you make a symphony, but rain.
That's right. give them hope for the future. And wherever they're told, there's a reason to change. So encourage your brother, and he would do the same.
'Cause we are striving to be the very best we can be. So be the one to lend a hand, to let them know you understand.
That we all can make a difference. That's right, baby girl.
We are striving to be the very best we can be.
That's right.
Be the one to lend a hand. Let them know you understand. Oh.
In Africa with no food to eat. Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
Pain may
Yeah. immaculate visionist. 180 style and grinding pellets don't faze me. Elegance and Enoch elect one bless thee. His phraseology send distinctive and Joshua has the last word. Forget what you heard, Jairus a bird. I'm new Orleans, qua, qua.